The following program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you can, you can join in the conversation here this evening with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air here this evening. And let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Bless the program. Use us for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody tonight. Help us to point people to Christ and just encourage us, Lord, as we come to you this evening. Use us for your purposes, we pray, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good to be with you tonight. I'm trying to think. There was something going on earlier this evening that caught a lot of people's attention. Try to think what it was. But anyway, maybe it'll come to me a little bit here later on. So was it golfing? It was some kind of sporting event, wasn't there, going on this evening? It probably wasn't much, but actually we thought about advertising on there. I think it was like I think we figured out we could have afforded about roughly about 0.00001 seconds of advertising. Unbelievable. But at any rate, we'll hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And like I said, you can join in the conversation if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. 888-677-9673 is our number. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and I certainly invite you to visit us if you're ever in northeastern Ohio. If you're here and you're looking for a church, we'd love to have you. If you're just passing through, visiting in the area, we get visitors. We had somebody visiting just this morning who was staying in the hotel. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio, and so we get a fair number of people from different parts of the country and even from out of the country sometimes that visit that are staying there. So it's kind of fun sometimes seeing who you get to meet as a result of that. But you can find out more about us and the program here by going to our website, and that's livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can check us out on Facebook at Live with Pastor Al. And you can just go right there to Facebook, look for us, Live with Pastor Al, and you can follow us on Facebook there, like us on Facebook, whatever it is, and you can keep up with us there. I try to put a number of things there. We even have links to our church services when we're holding our services. You can see all that on there. And so like I said, you can either check us out on our webpage, livewithpastoral.com, or Facebook Live with Pastor Al, and there's links to our church web pages and Facebook pages and all that you can find through those things as well. Learn a little bit more about us. Plus, on our web page, you can find past programs there, and so a number of things there, and just different odds and ends that we have on there, as well as Facebook. Try to get a number of articles and stuff, and kind of busy here today and coming back from church. And yes, we did have church services tonight, and we did not have a televised game during our church service. We actually had a church service, and I went through Psalm 112 this evening, and so that's where we were at. And coming home from there, trying to get a bite to eat, get ready to come up to the church. To the church from church, coming up to the radio station. So I didn't I actually did not see any of the game and wouldn't have known anything about it had I not heard a guy on the radio mention that it was in overtime, which I guess is the first time ever. So if you watched it, I hope you had a good time. I'm trying to remember who actually won the game. Was it, I know they came from behind. New England Patriots. Okay, I just heard that they came from behind. I was trying to remember who it was. Well, not everybody's a big Super Bowl fan. What can I say? I remember when we were in college, my roommate and I was at Colorado State University. And at that time, you know, of course, a lot of people had televisions in their room, but that was back the old TVs, you know, with the big TV tube and everything like that. And so some people just had little ones, but they had a bigger TV downstairs and it had a big room where everybody could kind of gather. And I remember that my roommate and I, one year we were deciding, you know, if we went down during the middle of the second half of the game and we pulled the plug out of the wall, could we make it out of the room alive? And I have people shaking their head no at me, but we never actually did it. But it was interesting to speculate on. So, but anyway, getting back to some of our other things here online on our Facebook page, wanted to point out a couple of things. I've got a video that I put on there recently, and it's called Trading Places. It was posted done by the United Church of Christ, and I talked about this last Friday in our Friday program. And of course, if you're in an area where you only hear our Sunday night program, we have a Friday afternoon program from 1:30 until 2 o'clock. You can listen to those online at our website, liveatpastoral.com. And I had put this on there, this video, and I made some comments on it. And rather than go through everything that I talked about last Friday, there was a couple things I wanted to point out here, though, that have happened since then. But in the video, it basically has a Christian minister, a Jewish rabbi, and a Muslim imam trading clerical garments and trading pulpits. And the idea being what we have in common is more important than what's different. And so they all went into each other's pulpits, and they talked about being kind and showing love for your fellow man, and that is good. But they were completely leaving out the responsibility that we have as Christians to warn people of a place called hell, and to tell people that according to the Word of God, not something that we made up, but something that's in the Bible, that there's only one way to escape it, and that's through Jesus Christ. And so I had pointed out that the devil tries to get us to get away from that message here, and how the Christian minister, if he truly believed the Bible, he would have to deny Christ in order to do that, because of course the rabbi would deny that Jesus is the Messiah, the imam would deny that Jesus died on the cross, and both of them would deny that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. And I pointed out that some people would call that divisive and unkind and judgmental and all that, but and I had concluded my post saying it would be so much more welcoming and affirming for me to just let people head into a Christless eternity in the lake of fire with a contented smile on their faces. And so it was kind of interesting. I was waiting to see some of the messages that I had in response to that, if anybody would, be positive or negative. And I have to say, every response that I had several, I had posted it on our Live with Pastor Al page, posted it on our church page for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And all the messages that I received that have all been positive and thanking me for pointing that out, because it is important. We were talking about it at church today, saying, it would be like going to the hospital and you have cancer and the doctor saying, well, we don't want to give you any kind of bad news, and we think that you're fine just the way you are, and let's just enjoy and celebrate you as a person rather than trying to say, listen, you got cancer, it's serious, and we have to do something to get rid of it. Now, if your doctor said, no, we're just going to make you feel good and celebrate who you are as a person, and then sent you home and didn't do anything to take care of your cancer, you would not be very happy with that doctor. And one of the people at church this morning said, you know, why is it? I mean, we want truth from our doctors. We want truth from our lawyers. We want truth from our tax preparers, but we don't want truth from our pastors. That's a good question, isn't it? Well, the Bible says, I believe it was Paul that said, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And so we need to tell the truth. We need to tell what the Bible says. And if we believe it, why would we not want to explain it to people? And so I just wanted to point that out. And that's some of the things that we have on our Facebook page from time to time. You can find out some things there. Another thing that I had there is a link to a report, the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, a report that they did on religious freedom. And in it, they basically said, they really came right out basically, and they said religious freedom is a code word for racism, homophobia, and Christian supremacy. And this is what we're up against. This is the United States Civil Rights Commission. Now, some of our listeners here in the Cleveland area will also listen to the sister station for AM 1220 that I'm in the studios of right now. There's a sister station, 1420. And a member of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission has a short piece that airs during the day periodically on 1420, the sister station here, WHK Radio 1420, and Peter Kirsenow. And Peter Kirsenow sits on the Civil Rights Commission, and in this report, there's a lot there on why freedom of religion is a bad thing, why freedom of religion is not good. And, it's really kind of sad when you read this report. And I've got the links on there, and having a little trouble getting it to come up here. Otherwise, I would go to it a little bit faster here. But, he, in the report, to his credit, he rebuts, that's the word that I'm struggling for, some of these things that the rest of the commission put together, where they're talking about how bad, and how much religious liberty and religious freedom is being used as an excuse for essentially racism and discrimination. And this one statement here, let me find it here. This was by the chairman of the commission. He said this, the phrases, this is a direct quote from the report. Let me give you the name of the report. The name of the report is called Peaceful Coexistence, Reconciling Non-Discrimination Principles with Civil Liberties. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Peaceful Coexistence, Reconciling Non-Discrimination Principles with Civil Liberties. And we have here the chairman of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, a gentleman by the name of Martin R. Castro, and that's, I'm sure that's not any connection there with the Cuban Castros, but Martin Castro here wrote this. He said, the phrases religious liberty and religious freedom will stand for nothing except hypocrisy so long as they remain code words for discrimination, intolerance, racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, Christian supremacy, or any form of intolerance. He goes on to say, religious liberty was never intended to give one religion dominion over other religions or a veto power over the civil rights and civil liberties of others. However, today, as in the past, religion is being used as both a weapon and a shield by those seeking to deny others equality. In our nation's past, religion has been used to justify slavery and later Jim Crow laws. We now see religious liberty arguments sneaking their way back into our political and constitutional discourse, just like the concept of states or state rights, in an effort to undermine the rights of some Americans. This generation of Americans must stand up and speak out to ensure that religion never again be twisted to deny the other or deny others the full promise of America. Now, a couple of things here. And certainly somebody who uses religion as a guise to deprive people of civil rights and civil liberties, that's wrong. But by the same token, you cannot, with your antipathy towards religion that you don't like, deny the practices or those people. For instance, if you're against the beliefs of fundamental Bible-believing Christians, you cannot use your rejection of their beliefs in order to deprive them of their civil rights and civil liberties, which we have seen in this country. You know, think about it. We've had Christian bakers, Christian photographers, Christian florists and such that have actually been sued. They have been given horrendous fines, ordered to take sensitivity training, all kinds of stuff, because they did not want provide their services, for instance, in a same-sex wedding. And these people on the left came out and said, how dare they impose their beliefs on others? Well, it was okay for the people that wanted them to perform their service for a same-sex marriage to impose their beliefs on the Christians. Because in many of these cases, and I think just about all of them that I'm familiar with, the Christian baker, the Christian photographer, the Christian florist was not the only baker, photographer, or florist in town. There were others. And in some cases, they even said, listen, you know, wouldn't you be more comfortable going to somebody else who would be more supportive of your marriage, of your ceremony? And, you know, it's against our Christian beliefs, and we would not feel comfortable performing this service. Let me recommend to you somebody who would do a wonderful job for you. And in most of these cases, they were singled out precisely because of their Christian beliefs, so that they could be forced to do something against their beliefs. Now, many of the same people that lauded these people for forcing these Christian bakers, Christian photographers, Christian florists to have to provide their services against their beliefs, many of these same people were the same people celebrating and basically high-fiving the entertainers that said, why it's against my beliefs to perform at the President Trump inauguration festivities. I can't, in good conscience, go there and provide my services. Oh, wait a minute. If it was wrong for the Christian to not provide his services to a celebration that he is morally and religiously opposed to, why is it right for a liberal entertainer to refuse to perform their services at a function, a celebration that they're morally and deeply opposed to? You see the double standard here? And this is the type of thing that enters into this commission report. And unfortunately, their view here is not of Christians being forced against their convictions, against their beliefs, to provide their services for same-sex marriages or other sorts of things, but rather this is a singling out of those very Christians essentially for saying, listen, this is against my beliefs. There's other people who could provide that service just as effectively and probably better because they would enjoy doing it. And it wouldn't be something that they would be morally opposed to. And so That's what they're talking about here in this report. And this is important because this is a trend that we've seen in the last umpteen years. 10 years ago, for instance, the civil rights activist Chai Feldblum, who was elevated to the commissioner of the Obama administration's Equal Employment Opportunity if it's commission or agency, I'm not sure what comes after that. But she said this to me, or I'm sorry, it seemed to me the height of disingenuous absurdity and indeed disrespect to tell someone it is okay to be gay, but not necessarily okay to engage in gay sex. Why do they think being, or what do they think being gay means? I have the same reaction to courts and legislatures that blithely assume a religious person can easily disengage her religious belief and self-identity from her religious practice and religious behavior. What do they think being religious means? And see, Feldblum here recognized religious belief and conduct can't be easily separated. And she went on to say that when religious liberty, because she recognized to her credit that people with deeply held religious beliefs cannot and should not be expected to separate their beliefs from their practices any more than someone who's homosexual should not be expected to be able to separate their beliefs from their practices. And so she says this, I'm having a hard time coming up with any case in which religious liberty should win. Now, keep in mind, this is the commissioner, or was, I think she's gone now, but this was a commissioner under the Obama administration's Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and she said, I'm having a hard time coming up with any case in which religious liberty should win. Somebody needs to give her a copy of the Constitution, because the Constitution here says in the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. It's all one sentence. It all hangs together. You do not have free speech without religious liberty. You do not have freedom of the press without religious liberty. All of this goes together, and it all is a part of the same sentence. In fact, if you follow the grammar there, freedom of speech, press, the right to peaceably assemble and petition the government, all of that is supportive of the freedom of religion. And this has been applied to the by the courts to all of the federal government and the state's governments. And here we have a representative who hopefully is gone now saying that they can't come up with any case in which religious liberty should win. I'm sorry, religious liberty is enshrined in the Constitution. I can come up with a few cases where it should win just based on that. And the chairman of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission is trying to say that people who hold to religious liberty here, that it's an excuse for discrimination. No, the purpose of the First Amendment is to allow people to believe things and to talk about beliefs that they have and to write about beliefs that they have and to assemble and practice beliefs that they have, etc., that you and I might not agree with. That's why it's there, because at the start of our country, the colonies had state or you know, they had official religions that each colony had. The Massachusetts colony, for instance, you were not allowed to do anything but attend congregational church meetings. In the Virginia colony, you had to be sanctioned by the Episcopal Church in order to be able to have services or conduct services. And even when our country gained its independence from England, those practices were still in place up until the Constitution came in. And it was because of people who argued that we should have freedom of religion in this country. And the biggest group, you know, people think you're making this up, and people think, well, you're a fundamental, you're a Baptist. That's why you just say it's the Baptist. But read your history. John Leland, look him up in Virginia history. It's due to Leland, an influential Baptist preacher of his day, that directly due to him and the Baptists of Virginia and elsewhere in this country, that we have the First Amendment in our Constitution today. And so as a Baptist, I come from that lineage of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You have that in the Constitution precisely because of people who held the Bible near and dear to their hearts. And we need to appreciate that. I saw a booklet one time that said, Why America Owes a Debt of Gratitude to the Baptists. Well, you're not going to find that in the average public school. And it was precisely because of that and their insistence that this is in the Constitution, that this would be added as an amendment to the Constitution. Well, I don't have time to continue on with that much, but it matters. And this is one of the reasons that I am thankful that we had a change in direction with this last presidential election with our country, because Hillary Clinton said when she was campaigning in regards to same-sex marriage that if churches don't accept it, they need to change what they believe. Well, I think God intervened in the election, and he gave us a president that wants to free pastors from the tyranny and the chains of the Johnson Amendment. And thankfully, Senator Lankford of Oklahoma and the majority whip in the House have both introduced bills. I can't think of the House majority name. They introduced bills to get rid of the Johnson Amendment. Well, elections have consequences, and I'm glad of it. Stay tuned, another half hour to go.
You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. Toll free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And you can get through with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Just a reminder, too, brought to you not only by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, but also brought to you tonight by the East Coast Baptist, or East Coast Baptist, I'm sorry, it's late, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio. And you can find them located at 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. That's right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And you can also find their website. If you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, there's a link there. It's East Coast Pizza, GarfieldHeights.com. And you can check them out there. And we mentioned this, even though a lot of people are outside the area, sometimes people are interested in getting into the pizza business themselves. Maybe you have a restaurant and you need a great pizza recipe that you can add to your own restaurant. If you give East Coast Pizza a call at 216-341-9100 and you ask for Gus, he can help you get started in your own pizza business. It's not a franchise. It's his own recipe. It's great. Had some just this past Thursday. Even had some leftovers that my wife and I enjoyed the other night. So I can highly recommend it. That's East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100. Well, we're going to get back to a couple of things here we're talking about, and I want to mention a couple of other things as we're going on here tonight. I just want to, for our people who are listening to us via Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN in Tampa, Florida, or out of Tampa, Florida, we're glad that we're with you tonight. I just want to give you an update there. I mentioned back in December, I believe it was, that our contract was up there, and we were looking at renewing it. We were talking about the finances. I don't want to go through all that right now again, but the fact of the matter is that we were able, we had enough money that we were able to, by faith, up for at least 3 months more, and so we are on in Tampa through April, I guess. That would be, what, February, March, April. So that's where we're at right now. We needed about 47,000, 47,000. Hey, that's pretty good. I'd like 47,000. That'd keep us on for a while. No, we needed $4,725 for the next 6 months in Tampa. And basically, as of the beginning of February, we had 1,152. So rather than up for another 6 months, we decided on faith to go for another 3 months because we should have about another, 2,300, 2,400, somewhere in there for 3 months. So since we had about half of that, we decided we'd go ahead and commit to another 3 months. So pray for us. That's the biggest thing that you can do. We're on in Tampa for at least the next 3 months. So if you like the program, pray for us, and hopefully we can see something come in that we can continue on. You know, it's a problem being a small church. You know, when you're a small church, you just don't have that many resources. And, you know, our people have sacrificially supported, and it's through sacrifice of some of our people that we had probably, well, certainly over $1,000 of that is simply from the sacrifice of our people at our church. And And I joke and I say, we're the smallest church, probably the smallest church on radio, or certainly one of the smallest churches on radio. But by faith, God had opened this up to us and give us the opportunity. And we've been doing this for about 10 and a half years and have a great time doing it. And we pray that we're a blessing. And of course, a reminder, you can always find us online too, because if you have trouble getting the radio signal in, there's certainly two places that you can go to right now. You can go to letstalkfaith.com. That's the website for Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN out of Tampa. That's letstalkfaith.com. Or you can go to the website for AM 1220 here in the Cleveland, Ohio area, and that's whkwradio.com. And whkradio.com is, I guess, our home for our broadcast. And it reminds you of that one as well. If you're in an area where you can't get our Friday afternoon program over the air, you can listen live at whkwradio.com. And in fact, I had a conversation with somebody on the phone, I think it's about a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman on the eastern side of West Virginia. East West Virginia. How's that? It sounds almost contradictory, doesn't it? But he's on the eastern side of West Virginia, over toward Virginia, and he was saying that on occasion he picks us up on the air, but most times he listens at that website, whkwradio.com, I think is where he said he was listening to us. And we've had other people who listen online to us, and so we're glad, whether you're listening on the air or online, we're glad that you're there. And if you're listening and you want to give a call tonight, you got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, that phone number is available, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, I remember when it was, I believe we were talking earlier about the basketball playoffs before the program and the championships there. I think it was on a Sunday night, and I was thinking wasn't going to have anybody call in that particular night. We just had a whole bunch of people. So we were talking, because usually when there's a big sporting event on TV, we don't get as many calls in. And like I said earlier, I think there was something going on tonight on TV. That must explain it. But but we're glad to have you listening. And even if you don't call in, there's another option. We've had people who call in, they don't want to go on air, but they do give our call screener their question, and then he gets it to me, and we can address that too. So that's always an option. If you're not comfortable going on air, you can do that. Just call in, same number, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we can get you on, or get you either on the air or get your question on the air. Either one, we'd love to have you do that. Let's see, wanted to mention something else here as I'm going through some things. I'm trying to find out what I had here. I had a couple of papers here, and I can't find the one that I want. It'll come to me. I feel like Rush Limbaugh sometime. My stack of papers here. What do you call it? Stack of stuff, right? But you know, we try to cover a variety of things, and there it is. I knew it was here somewhere, and I just wanted to share something again. Another way that you can get some questions to us, even if you're not able to call in right away. I had a listener who sent me a question, and it was in regards to Hebrews chapter 2, and a passage in Hebrews chapter 2, where it says in verses, let's see here, in verses 5 through 8, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. And the question was revolving on this question here, or on this passage here. Is this referring to just man in general, or is this also including Jesus Christ in here? And especially because of that phrase there, the Son of Man, that appears in that. And it's also a quote from Psalms, Psalm 8, verses 3 through 8. And it's much the same thing. The psalmist writes, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, and the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea." And so he asked about this, and I thought, well, I'm going to put together a short answer. And I started working on it, and about five pages or so later, I came up with this. And all that, without going through all this, because we discussed this actually on a previous Friday afternoon program, but all that I was wanting to say, this is another way that you can send some questions. And he had sent it through Facebook. And I like that because, see, I see Facebook several times a day. And I joke with people and I say, I check my email pretty religiously at least three or four times a month. You know, I don't always get to my email as fast, but I do get to the Facebook because I'm, you know, constantly trying to post various articles and stuff there. And the reason I brought this up is that our caller's question got me thinking about this. And I actually ended up, like I said, put together this article, and it goes into the deity of Christ and the humanity of Christ. He's 100% God, 100% man, and how his divinity is united and with his humanity so that God could come and die on the cross for us, because without being in human flesh, he would not have been able to do that. And there's other passages there that deal with that. And I go into that in that article there, why was Jesus made a little lower than the angels? And I posted that on Facebook and also got it on our website, where is God, I'm sorry, livewithpastoral.com. And so you can find that there. And it really was good. I was glad for the question because actually, we've gone on to use this article that I put together, which started as a short answer for a listener's question that he sent me via Facebook. And we're actually going through this topic in our Sunday morning Bible study at our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio now, on Sunday morning. So we've spent 2 weeks on the topic already. And all thanks to a caller that sent this in as a question via Facebook. And so those are ways. And one of the reasons that we do this is our desire is to be a blessing. You know, I was talking today how in Psalm 112, and let me turn over there talking about this. Let me turn over to Psalm 112 here for a moment. And I was talking about how we need to be a blessing to others in some way. And also touching on that in Romans chapter 1, where Paul said he's a debtor both to the Greek and the barbarian, both to the wise and to the unwise. And we owe the gospel to people. And we owe the gospel to those who have not heard. We're responsible for that. And in Psalm 112, as we were going through this this morning here, it's talking and praising God here, and it's talking about, let's see here, Well, I'll just start verse 1 here real quick. Second, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. And his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever." And it talks about the good things that God has done for us and how we're established with him. And let me drop down here toward the end of it. There's only 10 verses, but I'm not going to read the entire thing. It comes down here as the second to the last verse, verse 9. It says, "He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor." And it's talking about dispersing the things that God has given him and the things that God has blessed him with. And one of the things that our church has desired to do, it's why we put the money into this radio program. I mean, our church literally, for what we put into this radio program, we could be in, you're renting a small building rather than meeting in a hotel room. But we decided some years ago that we would rather spend the money on an outreach radio program where we could try to be a blessing, try to be an encouragement, where we could disperse, in a sense, the things that we have to people who listen to the radio. It's one of the reasons that we do this. And I'm so thankful for God giving us this opportunity. I'm thankful that we have a church that's behind it. And I'm thankful, you know, for these radio stations here that we're on that give us the opportunity that we can do this. It's not just money that we should be giving out. It's we disperse what God has given to us. And I believe God has given me a certain amount of knowledge, a certain amount of experience, a certain amount of ability to be able to communicate some of these biblical truths. And so that's our desire. And like I said, Romans chapter 1, where Paul says here in verse number 14, I'm a debtor. I quoted it earlier. I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. And then in the next verse, verse 15, he says this, "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." Paul's desire was to do exactly what Jesus said we're to do, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's our desire. You know, we're a small church. We can't do the things that a lot of bigger churches can do, but God's given us an opportunity to reach out, to be a blessing to others, to share God's truth with people, and to share the gospel message with people who have not trusted Christ with their Savior. And we've been thankful along the way to see some people respond and to be a blessing to people. I'd like to be able to say that our church has, you know, just had people surging in as a result of doing this radio program over the years. You would think after 10 and a half years that we would have dozens of people in our church as a result of the radio. Well, we don't have but dozens of people. we're not very big, and so we don't have huge crowds. But at the same time, that's not why we're doing it. We're not doing it to make a name for ourselves. Back in, I had a verse that just popped into my head, and I'm trying to see if I can see it right here real quick. I'm just kind of scanning through here. But the idea is we're not doing it for our name's sake. We're doing it for the Lord. Here it is. I was looking in the wrong place here. Romans chapter 1, a little bit further up in the chapter here in verse number 5, where we're in the midst of a introductory sentence that Paul is writing here. And in verse number 5, he says this, "By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations." And it says this at the end of the verse, "for his name." See, Paul did not go out into all the world proclaiming the gospel to make a name for the apostle Paul. He did not go out into all the world to try and get all the world to bow and scrape before the great almighty apostle Paul. That was not his purpose. And you say, well, we all know who he is. Yeah, that's true because of what he did and the fact that God used him to record these words in the scriptures, you know, the bulk of the New Testament here. But at the same token, he was doing this not to lift up the name of the Apostle Paul, but to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we look at with the radio station here. Whether we get anybody that visits our church or not, if we can encourage somebody in their walk with the Lord, if we can help somebody find a good church to get involved in, a church that believes the Bible and preaches and practices the Word of God, if we can point people who are unsaved to Jesus Christ, that they can get saved and they can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that their sins are forgiven and they have a home waiting for them in heaven, whether or not they ever come to our church is immaterial. We simply want to point people to Christ and help people understand their relationship with Him, understand who He is, understand what He is. And that's the purpose of our radio ministry here. It's not to build up my name. Yeah, it's Live with Pastor Al, but you know, it's short, it catches a point for radio. It's a live program, and that's me. So I thought that was better than we started saying, you know, the Pastor Al Show. You know, it is a program, that's true. And hopefully we can be informative and maybe even a little entertaining sometimes on occasion. But most of all, we hope that we can lift up and glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not lifting up our church. If that was the purpose of this program, let me tell you, we failed miserably. If the whole purpose of this program was to build our church, you know, I've heard people that go into radio ministries so they can build their church up. Well, it'd be great if we had people come in as a result of this. We get a few people every once in a while, and we've got some people that, you know, they initially found out about us on the radio. But this program has not built up our church into large numbers. If it was, we wouldn't be struggling with trying to come up with the money to stay on the air in Tampa. But, you know, God is blessed, and we just want to be a blessing to the people who listen. I don't make big bucks off from this. You know, our church isn't getting a great return off from this, but we consider it an outreach, not for our name's sake, but for our Lord Jesus Christ's name's sake. And that's what we hope that we accomplish through these programs. You know, try to get you thinking about things that are happening in the world. Try to bring things to your attention. Give you an opportunity to ask questions. Sometimes it's kind of hard to ask questions in your own church because you're afraid what people will think. And it's a little more anonymous sometimes to ask questions over the radio. Say, well, yeah, with thousands of people listening, that's easier, right? But, you know, you don't see them and they don't know you. And sometimes it's easier to ask questions that way. And so as a consequence, that's what we're doing. That's a purpose. We want to help you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We want you to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Hopefully, we've been a blessing to you in some way, somehow. Hopefully, we've helped you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And hopefully, and most importantly, we've lifted up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ through these programs. And so I hope you'll pray for us, because as long as God gives us the ability to do it, we want to keep doing it. And as long as God gives us the opportunity to be on your radio station, we want to keep doing it. And should God ever give us the opportunity, hey, if you got $47 million lying around or $47,000 lying around, we could go on more radio stations if you got that. But in the meanwhile, just pray for us that we can be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can lift up and elevate the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can point people to Him. Hey, my church didn't die for your sins. I didn't die for your sins. Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone died for your sins. He shed His blood to pay for your sin. Jesus Christ is the one that was buried and rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. And Jesus Christ is the one that you need to call upon in order to be saved. Not me, not my church. It's Jesus Christ and Christ alone. If we can help you in that area, we'd love to be able to do it. But I want to thank you for listening. I know this is a tough night with the Super Bowl and everything, not too many people calling in and all, but we're thankful to have been able to be on tonight. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.